This is a Foo Bar Radio podcast. For more information, go to foobarradio.com.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville, Foo Bar Radio.
Why you play so much? Do you play too much? Do you play too much?
Spit the head to miss me with the dumb shit. These motherfuckers really got some fucking gumption. Coming into function, frontin' like they run shit. Spying on a bitch, yo, I think he fucking rushing. Do we need to rush him? Bum concuss him. You was acting petty with the fetty. You was taking cuts in the cut. Niggas with they nuts in the bunch. Niggas put the crunch in your brunch. Walking with the limp and the crunch. You play pop all day, big cheese. Punk ass, they see you down on your kneesies. Get down with doggies, bet you got fleasies. I bitches lurking, they not my species. Pill pop, you choking, numbskull, you rascal. For the finger, bang bang, lost all your passwords. Last place you face it, bum boy, a straggler blanco. Let Mickey roll camera action. Call it hustling. I call it love.
I call it love.
You call it struggling. I call it love. You call it hustling, hustling. I call it love.
I call it love.
You call it struggling. I call it love. You call it hustling. I call it love.
I call it love.
You call it struggling. I call it love. You call it hustling. I call it love. You call it
struggling. Sorry.
What, struggling with what?
My headphones.
Okay.
Wait, there it is. No, it's fine, it's fine. It was just caught around the stand of a microphone. Sorry, okay. Marcel. Would you like to begin your greeting again?
Hello, welcome to the M&M show.
Perfect.
Here you're in for 2 hours of the greatest music, the greatest chat, and of course, just Michael.
Perfect.
Yes.
Thank you very much for that. It is, of course, the Michael Payne and Marcel show. The Marcel and Michael Payne show. Not forgetting Natalie, the M&M show.
The M&M.
And we've got a packed show for you, as usual. We've got Otis Mensa coming in to talk about his new EP. Mm-hmm. We've got Swindle coming in to talk about his new album.
Sick.
And we've got Joel Culpepper coming in to talk about his new single. So it's both packed with music and chat, like you.
Exactly.
As you rightly described. And
it was like a premonition that I had of the greatness of this show. Mm.
These things might happen, yeah. And you just, thinking out loud and then lo and behold.
You just basically just told us exactly what I just predicted. So.
Lo and behold.
Wow, psychic.
Mm.
Psychic mask.
How has everyone been?
I've been good, you know. Like, I've had quite a chilled start to the week, but it's about to start getting crazy.
Yeah?
Why? What's happening?
Yeah, so like, I've got a crazy party to go to on Friday at my favourite spot. Volley Ballerson.
Is that what the place is called?
Yeah.
Where's that?
That's amazing.
It's the sickest. Have you not never been to Volley Ballerson before?
No.
You never invited us.
Well, we don't get those types of invites.
No,
what do you mean? What do you mean? Like, you can come Volley Ballerson anytime you want to come. In fact, come on Saturday. It's going to be
sick. You said you're going there on Friday, so that's
he needs to set the scene for us.
Exactly.
There's
going to
be some
Saturday.
Poor people coming tomorrow.
No,
yeah.
No.
Don't stare at them.
Seriously. Volley Ballerson's sick. Like, it's like an adult ball pit. So it's like a club with a ball pit, and it's in Shoreditch, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, it's been right under my nose all this time. You're absolutely
it's
right.
Sick. It's
you see,
so
when you said
fun.
Bally Ballerson, I just thought wealth.
No, it's not. Come on.
That's
I'm
how
not.
Self-conscious I am about my financial status. As soon as you said Bally Ballers, I was like, too broke to go
hell
there.
No, Mark,
Ballers, Ball, they named it after Ballers. I'm not going. But
nah,
you
it's
mean.
It's literally short, Curtin Road. Sick.
That used to be a pizza venue before, Far Rockaway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember. I can't remember. No, before that, it was an Elbow Room. Do you remember Elbow Room?
I do remember Elbow. I never went to it, but
yeah, there was that was what it. See, I know the history of these venues on Curtin Road. Anyway, I'm showing my age. The Bally Ballerson thing,
yeah,
that sounds amazing.
It's actually so much fun. Like, cause like they invite me down there for 1 year for my birthday. So my friend's doing it for his birthday this year, and literally like when we went for my birthday, it's just like. You just get to be like a grown up kid.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? You're jumping around in balls.
Have you? You definitely should be a grown up to
exactly,
do that.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like the ball pit's massive. There's mirrors all over the place, so you can potentially feel like it's bigger than it is, and then you run into a mirror, and then you're done.
Right.
But yeah, nah, man. Like there's loads of alcohol going like,
in the ball pit.
What do you mean in the ball pit?
Like
are people drinking
in the ball pit. Cocktails.
I think you are.
Oh, nice.
I think they are. I'm not.
Do you think that's not potentially a problem?
Yeah,
a hazard.
Yeah,
not even a hazard. You're just gonna get sticky balls. Yeah. You see people tuning in just now.
Sticky balls.
It's big. There's a picture on our screen. It looks very pink. A lot of mirrors.
Like, but
a
there's
lot of balls.
There's three ball pits.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So they it's a proper sick spot, man. But yeah, I'm going down there on Saturday for my friend's birthday, so I'm looking forward to that. Mm. Other than that, I'm just going to be like just doing the normal Marcel stuff.
That's becoming a bit of a trend though, isn't it? Like adult fun.
Exactly, because like adults stop having fun, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
like back in the day
fun
you used
like
to stop
that.
Exactly.
You can go to those places where I just completely made the trampolines and foam pits
yep.
and stuff. They look amazing.
Also they've also brought back the retro gaming centers.
Yeah.
So literally you can go and play arcades and all that kind of stuff. Like they brought back those things now because wow. I remember like Sega World in like
yeah,
green.
Yeah, of course. Trocadero.
So, yeah.
In,
it's crazy.
In Leicester Square.
Yeah,
in
man.
Trocadero was.
Was the spot, bro.
Yeah.
For it not that exist was, anymore?
No, I think it's a hotel now.
Oh.
I think
Trocadero is still there, right? Isn't it? As something. I don't
no.
know what's in. Oh, it's completely gone,
the,
right?
No, I think
the building's still there.
I think it might be Picture House.
Yeah, I think. Is there a cinema? Is there a cinema in there? So there's a cinema. There's a Five Guys down there as well now.
Yeah.
I think they've
yeah.
they've
Piccadilly. I mean, yeah. there was a gap in the market for a cinema in that location, being Leicester Square with no cinemas there whatsoever.
It's so true. Someone stood there rubbing their
shoes. What should I do?
What should we put
Tell
here?
Me what this place needs.
Yeah. There's only the five cinemas around. Let's put another one in.
Probably more than five.
Yeah.
You're counting just the five on Leicester Square.
Right, there's tons, yeah.
Curzon isn't. Is
oh,
that around
a, yeah,
there?
Yeah, that's around there. Yeah. Prince Charles.
Prince Charles, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
All the adult film cinemas, you have to count them in Soho.
Have you ever been to one of those?
No, I haven't actually. Not been to a single one.
No, me neither.
Natalie?
No, I haven't. But I wonder how it is in there. Like, is it a proper cinema with seats and popcorn and
I'd
stuff?
Hope they'd have seats. I don't think...
People just standing up around town. Oh, yeah. Nah.
Well,
nah.
I don't imagine you're
it's
in there.
It's a bit more sinister
long.
If everyone's standing.
You know what I mean? Just looking
it?
At each other, like eating popcorn. Like,
but not even looking
this
at
is
each
not
other.
Weird.
Just like loads of people just standing in a dark room looking yeah. at like fucking going on. Like, sit down, make it, have a bit of class.
Make it comfortable. You know, do you know what I mean? Yeah, like you don't feel like on edge. Like you walked in there and everyone's looking at you.
Yeah,
you're standing
exactly.
up in the
you
corner.
You feel like you've interrupted the people standing.
You just stand by the door because you're thinking, oh my God, is everyone looking at me now? Oh my God, that's Pete from work. What's he doing? Do you know what I mean?
But the film surely can't be, I mean, no one. Needs 90
erotic,
minutes.
No, erotic films.
Done.
I'd say that there must be feature length.
Surely, yeah. Surely, people go there for the actual art of the film as well.
Yeah, they say.
I mean, as long as they've got a storyline, then it's fine.
I got into an argument ages ago with a friend because I said that the box was. I think I used the word pornographic at the time, and we got into this big argument because she said that it wasn't.
It was art.
No, the box is
I was like, okay, it might be art as well.
But it's definitely a race.
It's definitely arousing.
There's
like,
people naked there, right? And
yeah.
throwing poo at the audience, as you've said many times before on the show. So
yeah, that part didn't arouse me, I'm not going to lie.
Some
but
people might do.
Yeah, no, of course, this is what I mean.
No, there was one time I was in there and there was this woman who was just literally just cutting her boobs.
What do you mean?
What?
She was just like cutting her boob.
What, slicing them?
And I was like, I'm not enjoying this.
Yeah,
but yeah, like, but I suppose it's, I suppose it is art in a sense. Mm. But maybe it's just like that hardcore.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not even going to pretend to understand how that could be art, you know?
I mean, presumably that's not her first performance. No, so she would have
obviously
cut
gets
her
booked
boobs
in
a lot.
Yeah, she does it a lot now.
But you can only do it. I don't know how often you could do it. You'd have to wait for it to heal.
But it can't be real. That can't be real. She can't really be cutting her tit.
No, she was cutting her tit. 100%.
There was blood.
There was blood.
How much longevity does an ally like that have?
I don't know, man. That,
1 month. Maybe you got to wait for it to heal, right?
The tit just gets numb after a while, maybe.
From slicing it?
Yeah.
The nipple?
No, not on the nipple. It was like the fleshy bits.
No, that can't be real. That's just really good prosthetic.
Nah, man. Like, if it was, then she must have paid a lot for the.
How close were you to the stage?
I was like, obviously, like at the tables. I was like right at the front of the.
Listen,
thing.
I watched. I've told you the story about when I watched the act shove like a toilet brush.
Yeah. You told me up their own ass. You told me about this. That was very intense.
And also throw poo, like, you know, rub poo all over their body.
Did they throw it at you?
No. But I didn't smell anything.
Oh, hell no.
This is the thing. So I knew it couldn't be real. But it looked very real.
So you think it wasn't poo?
No, I think it definitely wasn't poo, really.
Oh, okay.
So what was it like? Just like chocolate?
Maybe some sort of substance that was that they were able to dye and make look sufficiently like poo that you could kind of rub on your. But it didn't smell, I swear down. Mm. I was at the front.
But I, you know, when you said and throw it at the audience, I'm pretty sure they'd get a lawsuit if you.
Yeah,
100%. Imagine being in the crowd.
I would swing. I'm sorry.
If VT's hit me in the face while I was out in a rave, I'd be like, yo, listen now. I'm shutting down this whole dance until someone.
The whole place, the whole venue's shutting down.
That's what I'm saying. You until know, someone does it.
Wow. I can't even imagine that happening. You know, once you're something so deep, you can't even imagine it happening.
And then your brethren just turn around and go, oh. And then you're just there.
Some poo in the face.
And all that the girls
was,
like,
you wouldn't even know what it was. Man, you wouldn't know what that was for ages.
What's that smell? And then like you're walking around the rave for the rest of the night. All the girls are like, oh, what's that smell, bro? Like,
because
like,
the thing is, I think the full timeline of someone throwing poo is because the thing is, if it was in a rave, no one would know apart from you that someone threw poo at you, unless they got hit with the poo at the same time, right?
Imagine
you got hit with poo in a rave. Yeah, it hit you in the face. There would be like a few seconds before the smell kicked in that you just thought you'd been hit with, like, I don't know, food or something. Because you're never expecting to get hit with poo in the face.
Yeah, man, that's true.
No, I don't think
you'd react. And then you've got a shout at your brethren because the music's playing. You're like, yo, I think someone just hit me in the face with poo. And your mate can't hear you at first. He's like, what?
And you look at my face.
You gotta repeat it. You gotta go, I think someone just hit me in the face with poo. And then someone else next to them hears you.
And they're like, yo, that brother just got hit in the face with poo, you know? And then they're like, oh, what's that smell?
The smell starts to spread out.
I think you wouldn't say anything for a minute because you'd be in shock. Because you'd be like, oh, this can't have happened. Like, this can't be real.
Ever. It could never happen. I reckon I would just leave and not tell anyone. And then for the rest of my life, people are like, you know, no.
Why did you leave?
Because it smelled.
Did you shit yourself?
For ages after you left. But
see, if you left and didn't tell anyone, everyone would think, and everyone could smell that smell, everyone would think you shat yourself in the club and left.
On
because
your face?
Of that. No, because you didn't tell anyone that shit got thrown in your face. You just left, then.
You just left.
So everyone would be like,
threw it.
And then everyone would be smelling it, lingering around them because maybe there's a bit on the wall and all that kind of stuff. And then everyone would be like, yo, where's mask gone? And then it'll be like, yo, do you reckon he shit himself? And then it's like, no. Like, and then the next day, she's like, no, I didn't shit myself. Someone threw shit in my face. And everyone's like, yeah, sure, bruv.
Yeah.
That's even harder to understand. That's even harder to kind of believe, isn't it?
Right. If it happened, though, I know I would throw all of my clothes away that I was wearing. I can't wash that out. I would shave. If it came up my hair, I'd shave my hair off.
I've got to change my identity. If I got poo thrown in my face in public, you're never seeing me again.
Nah. Yeah.
You're never seeing me again.
That's mad.
Witness protection. Some sort of... There must be a scheme for people that have poo thrown in their face in public. Somewhere you can go and get like a new passport.
Little commune
Little
somewhere.
Driver's license, new family and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need the deal. Just go...
What? No one will know you.
No one will know. No, that is true. You don't talk to anyone between now and then. Go and stand outside Euston Station.
You can't
have
even
the
talk
money
to
ready.
Mother.
Don't talk to anyone. Go now.
Imagine telling your family, we've got to go into witness protection. What for? Someone threw poo at me.
You couldn't even tell your family. Your family would never hear from you again.
So you just disappeared.
Nah, my sisters would never let me live that down. Are you crazy?
Well, let's hope that never happens.
Yeah. So that's why I don't think the poo's real at the box.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And maybe why then, but you think the nipple cutting or the boob cutting is real?
I'm pretty sure that was real, man. Because they do have a lot of like crazy acts down there, obviously. They got people that paint with their...
Like,
what was he painting with? It was either a girl or a guy that was painting with one of their sexual organs.
It was the guy
painting with his penis.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do very artistic stuff at times. Yeah. Like, well, very, very, like, it's very avant-garde, isn't it? And it's very, you've got to be super skilled to do some of this stuff. Like, I remember there was a woman knife throwing, you know, the guy was naked and she was just missing his dick, popping balloons, all that. And I'm like, that's amazing. Like, that is amazing.
I know one girl, she does the sword swallowing, so like, she's got a massive sword and it's all curvy and that, and she goes all the way down, pulls it all the way back out again. It's crazy.
That's definitively amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, that
you
is,
know,
that
you're
is
like,
a
how
skill.
Do you do that? But rubbing poo over yourself, or like, no offense, if it is real, what I'd equate to like basically self harm for other people's entertainment, I don't get it.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna say I don't get it.
No,
and I got into an argument over my with my virgin.
About it being art or porn?
Yeah.
What do you think, Marcel?
Do you know what I would say? It's I think it's just one of those things that is it's pornographic art.
Well, like burlesque is considered to be that as well, isn't it? With, you know, Dita Von Teese in the big glass, and she does her art acting is considered. You can be both.
Yeah, it's because really and truly, all it is like a sexual cabaret show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never. I think I've been to one cabaret show in my whole life, and I can kind of, you know, it wasn't for me, but I can see the amount of kind of, you know, choreography and, you know, time that gets put into something like that. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
Well, that's good. Our first guest has arrived, so let's go to a song, and we'll get Otis in.
Sick.
Gotta know what's going on behind those eyes. A new way to take disguise. And maybe I'm getting old. No new role with expectations. Loving the old way, let's just make it. I ain't got time to take the mask off. Give me your feelings, be translucent. My touch in your notes up in the cloud, nowhere to go. I love you more than any other one before. Why would I be lying? 31 and still flying. I've had practice, so I know that this phase will last forever. I will always never to tell the truth and raise a pleasure. Grow, you got me exactly where you want. This love is too much, I don't feel strong. And you know your energy makes them envious of me. And that's what I like. Wish you could feel what I know is real. And I know I'm 31 and you're a stubborn one. This shit is ideal, so this is where you can all catch me. And I know I'm 31 and you're the only one, yeah. A promise from me, you can be who you wanna be. I love you more than any other one before. Why would I be lying? 31 is still flying. I've got practice so I know that this phase will last forever. I will always and never. Tell the truth and raise a pleasure. you're the one before. Why would I be lying? 31 and still flying. I've had practice, so I know that this phase will last forever. And I will always endeavor to show the truth and raise a pleasure. You might be fun, 'cause you're a fake inside a star. Why would I be lying? 31 and still flying. I've had practice, so I know that this phase will last forever. And I will always endeavor to show the truth and raise a pleasure.
It's the Eminem Show on Fubar Radio. Stepping up, stepping in next is Callum McSwiggan with the cast of Sex Education.
Do you know what? I've actually seen that. It's actually bad.
It's good, isn't it?
It's good, man.
Did you watch? Have you seen all of it?
I've seen all of it, yeah, man.
Because I don't want to give you any spoilers. But I don't give a shit about giving listeners spoilers. They should have seen it by now.
That's bare deep. That's bare deep. I'm not going to lie to you. If I was listening to the show and you actually gave away the ending of the show before I've seen it,
I'd
slap myself if I was listening to a show and they gave me spoilers. I'd be like, I should have seen it by now.
What spoilers are you planning to give?
All of it. Everyone dies at the end.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm joking.
So no,
well, they do technically.
It's true. It's true. In the end of it,
you can say that about pretty much any film. Everyone dies at the end of the story.
Such is life.
Such is life, you know?
It's deep.
Speaking of life, tenuous segue. We got a guest who is very much alive. So it isn't a tenuous segue, actually. So stop looking at me like that.
Nah,
you get me?
I saw where you went. I saw where you were going.
Judgmental and shit.
It made total sense. It made total sense.
No, we got our first guest of the day, and it is, of course, Otis Mensah.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm good, thank you.
It's nice to hear another accent. No, it is, genuinely. It's nice to hear another accent, apart from a London accent on the show. You know.
Yeah, I've got that northern twang.
Yeah, man. Sheffield, isn't it?
Yeah, Sheffield, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Poet Laureate of Sheffield.
Yes, indeed, yes.
Talk to us about that first.
Yeah, for sure.
That is too low down on your press release to, like, you know what I mean?
So I guess the journey of, like, becoming Poet Laureate began just from being an artist and just expressing myself through my art, and trying to make myself known in the city and outside the city. And I think Lord Mayor Majeed had seen my performance at Glastonbury on the BBC Introducing Stage. And he got in contact with me and said that he wanted to champion the role, because it's the first that the city's ever seen. Mm. He wanted to champion what was going on in the arts in Sheffield and something that's a little bit different.
So wait, so you're the inaugural Sheffield Poet Laureate?
Yes, I am indeed.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's sick.
So yeah, it's a blessing, but we're still very much defining what the role means. And yeah, and seeing what we can do with it, because it's at the end of the day, it's about breaking down barriers and trying to break down the preconceptions of being a poet and tradition, you know. Yeah, and I think that's the perfect example of what Majeed has been doing with his time as mayor, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So, what's your history with poetry?
Yeah, so I guess my history with poetry, in short, is hip hop.
Yeah.
And part of my journey of being Poet Laureate is just being an artist, period, is breaking down, bridging the gap in people's minds between poetry, this elitist art, this separate art, and the art of hip hop, and you know, I think a lot of that comes stems from racism and stems from, I don't know, just ignorance and people's societal perception of rap and black people and hip hop. So yeah, I'm trying to prove to people and give people good example of the raw form of poetry in hip hop music, and how to me that's the perfect folk art. And when I say folk art, I mean that it speaks for the people most. And if you look at hip hop on a societal level, it's what's got the youth's attention and it's got the youth's ears. And I think it's the art form of today that can actually instigate change. You know.
Yeah, yeah. And how did it get your attention, though?
So my dad was a hip hop DJ when I was, I guess, a child, just on pirate radio in Sheffield. So I'd always hear hip hop playing around the house and stuff of that nature. And my mum was interested in poetry, also interested in hip hop. And I think, you know, I started off as a teenager looking for that expressionistic outlet. As a 13-year-old, I got into grime. But for me, it came with a little bit of pretense, and I didn't feel like my insecurities and my vulnerabilities that I actually needed to express in order to feel free, liberated. I didn't feel like grime was the place where I could express that. So I was pretending to be something that I wasn't, and I found hip-hop, and to me, hip-hop was a home where I could... I remember always looking for UK examples of people who were doing something different. I remember finding your music. And it was a perfect example for me at that time, at that like early stages, you know, seeing the SBTV freestyles and stuff of that nature. And now you've got a world of it. You've got Awate, you've got Loyal Khan, you've got Kojay Radical. These are all people who I look up to in the realm of hip hop that I want to exist in. But at the time, I didn't feel like I had that UK representative always. So yeah, it started off there, and then I guess hip hop became my home for expression. Yeah. You know,
it's funny you should like cite me, and obviously it's very flattering as well. Because I actually took the direction of hip hop for the exact same reason.
Sure.
And I was going to say that, but I didn't want to interrupt you because you were definitely on a roll. But like, I found that grime didn't allow me to kind of express myself the sort of machismo that it afforded you.
Sure.
There was no balance there, and you couldn't be vulnerable.
Yeah, you
know,
exactly.
The, you know, the kind of topics you could talk about in grime were very like, it was very like set into like you.
If set in stone,
you have to be a certain way in it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
And not to take anything away from grime, like I appreciate the art form and I appreciate what it is for UK culture and popular culture. Period. Now, you know, so I truly appreciate that, but I have to be honest and say it didn't speak for me. You know?
Because they were honest as well. It's literally called grime. So they're like, you know, this is how this goes.
For sure.
So fair play. You know? And there were very many icons, very many people you looked up to for a certain type of lyric, for a certain caliber of lyric. And these were the people that prevailed the most. Like when I grew up on grime, And back then we didn't even know it was called grime.
Yeah.
My favorite MCs were people that were a world away from the type of person that I was. Stormin, DEE, Dizzy Rascal, Kano, like Major Ace going even further back. Do you know what I mean? Wiley, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
None of these people really ever spat a single vulnerable bar. So, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. But I would say that to their credit, you know, you said you can see that these people, the Kojis, the Loyal Khanas, have kind of adopted a real sort of lane for themselves.
Sure.
You know, my choices were fewer and further between, but I had people like Mitchell Brothers, I suppose, that I could look up to and kind of see a representation of more of an artist that I wanted to be, like Sway as well, people like that, you know. So I've got
Ty.
To pay homage, I've got to pay homage to those types of people
likewise, you know? Yeah, definitely, yeah.
But sorry.
No, so I guess that's where the journey began for me, finding hip hop as a realm of expression. And it just grew on from there. I'm obsessed with hip hop. I'm obsessed with the culture. I'm obsessed with the art form of rap. It's just been so therapeutic to me. I remember getting into artists like on an international level. I guess people like Kid Cudi and Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
Who I felt, you know, in there, and then a little. I got deeper and I got into people like Atmosphere and POS and the Rhymesayers Collective, and I felt that these people were in talking about their, I guess, depression. depression, their anxiety, and the things that they were going through. Honestly, it created this community for this teenager who I was that didn't have a voice, who was who I could relate to, mm-hmm. and it made me feel less alone in those situations. And I guess I often tell people when I'm performing now, that's why I feel justified in being on the stage, is because I want to try and do that for someone else now. Yeah. You know, yeah. I want to pass on that light because it got me out of that situation. You know,
absolutely, yeah. absolutely. So we fast forward to the present day,
yes.
and you've got the Philosopher EP,
yes,
out now. Talk to us about the origins of that.
So the EP is called Mum's House Philosopher, and it's a collaboration with a friend and my producer called The Intern, who's out in Germany, Berlin. And he created this very jazz-inspired instrumentals, sent them over to me, and I had a bunch of ideas that all came from my mother's house, and it got me thinking that, you know, the idea of a mum's house philosophy is that, you know, it's like a layman's philosophy. It's the yeah, idea that right. we can all be a philosopher. We can all look a little deeper beyond the surface and try and analyze that of life and that of our internal thoughts and emotions. So it's an ode to what I like to call the colors of it all, which are the logical contradictions that we face in everyday life. So I wanted to kind of speak from that and try and explore that over these jazz-inspired, I guess, instrumentals. And yeah, so Mum's Philosopher is out now. It's my most recent, like, body of work.
Yeah.
And it's on Bandcamp and it's on YouTube. I've got a friend called Miroslav Kiss who owns a company called Grit Multimedia, and we work together closely to work on the videos for Solar Eclipse and Outside the Cave, and that's on my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/Otis Mensah. So yeah, it's just been a journey of trying to get people's attention with mm-hmm. with this philosophy, because I see it as a philosophy, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I do apologize for misnaming it just Philosopher EP. It
is, no,
of course,
no.
Mum's House Philosopher. But we should get into one of the cuts now, man. If you'd do us the honor of introducing one of the this track for us.
Yeah, for sure. So this is Solar Eclipse off my EP Mum's House Philosopher.
You crazy for this one? Yo, check. Scientists, sci-fi, hi-fi, and the likes of us. Dropping each rugged and multiple syllable lines to fill your mind right up. I used to take my rice for fried rice, now I practice rhymes while I ride the bus. I'm the finest cut of the finest snuff, mixed with glass. Whenever you line it up, you breathe this kind of rough. Don't let me get a proof, cause every single mic I touch, I crush. Sending me your beats like leaving OJ alone with his wife. I can't be trusted with that kind of stuff, my mind adjusts. I'm a warrior like clinking bottles, trying to get a buzz like slurping Heineken. Let me mention I've got buzz as if it was a death sentence. You decide to shug, rise the look, shugs the position, renditions of visions rising up. I'm unexpected like sunny weather in December or hailstorms in the desert. Not quick to take a break, relax for breakfast. Do you get it? Have you got it? Like a debt collector severing the sector, brethren, I'm running like reverence. They're trying to push their devilish endeavors, it's all in the mix. It ain't nothing but a solar eclipse. Yo, yo, they push their devilish endeavors, it's all in the mix. It ain't nothing but a solar eclipse like this. This world is dark like a solar eclipse. Shine and be the light, I'm not talking the glow on your wrist. They're trying to bring doomsday quick, leave you low in the ditch. You see them holding the sticks and hear them loading the clips. It's tragedy around the world, it's not no movie script. Lights out, it's a blitz in this solar eclipse. This but an ignorant bliss, but with no light, I can't even see what ignorance is. Solar eclipse. Let's begin, I thank the most high for raising me. For they can feed them vigor and vigor, losing his vacancy. Proves them beat up, it pays to be. Bodacious in the face of the serpent shaking the stage with me. Plenty plagiary pain in me. How many claim to be impeccable with the pen and pledge from fake Hendrix? Get taken out like appendix. Behind the shape, steal and shine shamefully. The tables turn like I scratched the deck. Now my predecessors afraid of me. Extinguish the flame that's trying to erase the faith in me. Depart from me with them complacent connotations. The constellations, consolation of creation. Rhymes consolidate pain and cause brain elation. How many are searching for love like Daisy Age is what we all are. They all claim that they brought hard like an all-star in a ballpark. I don't, I'm bottom broke but rich in spirit and soul and ethos. Mama say ethos. Yo, yo. This world is dark like a solar eclipse. Shine and be the light, I'm not talking the glow on your wrist. They're trying to bring
That's Solar Eclipse by Otis Mensah, who's kindly come down from Sheffield to join us in the studio today. And are you still a resident at your mum's house?
I am a resident at my mum's house and my girlfriend's house and any house that I don't have to pay rent in. Yeah. I say at the end of shows, like, don't pay me in compliments, pay me in money so I can get out of my mum's house. You know? Yeah. And write the next EP.
Yeah, for real. My own goddamn house.
Yeah.
Philosopher.
Yeah.
So what's the plan for this year?
So I guess for me, my mantra is always to strive to stay consistent. And I've got a bunch of singles, a series of singles coming out throughout the new year. I've also got my first poetry book, my collection of poems coming out in April. Mm-hmm. That's called Safe Metamorphosis, and I'll be self-releasing that and self-publishing it on my on my website, otismensah.com, and again on Bandcamp and stuff. And I'll be hopefully trying to sell it on shows.
Brilliant. So what does that involve, self-publishing? Do you have to kind of then go to someone who manufactures books with the transcripts or what? Like, I'd love to understand that.
Right, well, similarly, for me, it's a world that I don't truly understand.
Right.
And I think the process is very much about, like you said, getting the final manuscripts and sending it off to someone who's going to design it and then print it. And print it and bind it. And then I guess the idea of self-publishing would come from me posting about it online and selling it myself.
Right.
But different publishers have different definitions of what published poetry means, you know, or published writing means. So it's a world that I'm still to explore, because for me, like I said, my often I have people coming up to me after show saying, oh, you know, you sound so well read, and oh, it's amazing.
Mate, you express yourself very clearly, and you can tell you're a poet.
Sure. But for me, my knowledge of language, my knowledge of history, my knowledge of philosophy, it all stems from hip hop. And you know, I don't read too much. I should read a lot more. And my understanding of the world comes from hip hop music and hip hop lyricism. So the whole idea of written poetry is still a world that I'm to yet explore. So it's my start.
Yeah, fair play, man. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us. So people can catch you live at some point during the year. Let them know where they can find you online.
Yeah, so you can find me online on my YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/otismensah. That's OTISMENSAH. Or on my website, YouTube, otismensah.com, and Bandcamp, and all of those things. And I'll on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/itsotismensah, I'll have all my updates on my coming shows in London and in Europe and stuff of that nature. So,
incredible.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, not at all, man.
Thank you so much for coming down.
We're going to get into a song now. When we come back, more chat, and we've got some more guests coming up later on in the show as well.
Trains in New York City roll thunder down the line. The teachers rise in Richmond as they sleep in San Antonio, while the harbor lights on Baltimore got nurses headed home. Maricopa say a man is but his wrong. It's morning in America, but I can't see the dawn. Congressmen in Washington America.
Jacksonville. Prescription for the pain. That's what the doctor ordered. Come screaming.
That's Morning in America by Duran Jones and the Indications. Is that modern?
Yes, brand new.
Contemporary.
Brand new, yeah.
That is a
They've
vibe.
They've really styled it like some old school shit, even the name. What was his name?
Duran
Jones and the Indications.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage tonight, Duran Jones and the... But I've forgotten already.
Indications.
And the Indications! That's what an old host would say, innit?
The worst host ever.
Yeah, yeah.
What's
Duran
their name
Jones
again?
What'd you say your name was again? Indications!
And then they come on stage and blow everyone away by doing that, and it's like, woo!
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm going to remember that! That was Duran Jones in there! What'd you say your name was?
Eels have been found to have been hyperactive because of high levels of cocaine in the capital's water.
Yeah.
Is the best segue I can give.
Wait.
Yeah. This is apparently true.
Mm-hmm.
A recent study by King's College London has found that there are so many Londoners regularly taking the drug that the city's water treatment plants are failing to filter it out from the user's urine, and the contaminated wastewater is leaking back into the waterways. This means that fish and other animals living in the city's rivers and canals are ingesting small amounts of the Class A drug, and eels in particular are buzzing.
Wow.
But they're not electric.
Oh.
Oi.
The study, which was conducted from a monitoring station near the Houses of Parliament, that makes a lot of sense.
Has been
read alongside a report published by the University of Naples Federico II, where European eels were put in water containing a small dose of cocaine.
Why? Why? Who was like, I know.
Fun, innit? Fun.
Let's do this.
Why ever would scientists do
it? I got an idea.
Fun? Yeah.
Let's get a bunch of coke
and get some eels. And see what happens.
Definitely.
And we'll get a grant for that. Sure, yeah, it'll be fine, yeah. But it's just like, you know, like, why? Why have you done this to these eels? They're probably hooked now.
Before I get on to scientists, they found that the eels were kept in the cocaine water at... Sorry. They found that the eels that were kept in the cocaine water appeared more hyperactive than the eels in standard water.
Obviously.
Which is standard procedure.
But they're giving eels cocaine to test it out.
Yeah.
This is the result, like you said, of just money and time. Because, like, labs are only ever funded by, like, governments or super wealthy people or organisations.
But surely the
just
NSPCA must be onto this because,
because
really and truly, you can't be giving an ill coke.
Well, it will be.
You can't be given any animal cocaine.
It would be in a country where it's probably legal. Like, different countries have got different laws on the treatment of eels. Do you know what I mean?
But, like, the one that's found in the river near Parliament is that eels just swimming in there and just ingesting it because it's in the water.
There was apparently a documentary a few years ago about the bathrooms. About the, you know, cocaine use by MPs. And apparently they swabbed the toilets in the Houses of Commons and found traces of more cocaine than you'd find in, like, pretty much any pub toilet.
That's insane. But at the same time, you can kind of tell, because when they're,
it makes perfect sense.
When they're in them, you know, when they're on the other side and they're shouting at each other, going, "Oh yeah, mate," and everyone starts laughing and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, what's fueling that?
100%.
What is fueling that?
Class A. That's what's fueling that.
Just a love. We don't know. We could just be love for a love of Brexit could be fueling that fire from one side. And a hate for Brexit for the other side.
The thing is, I'm not saying there's anything, but like, I'm not fundamentally anti-drugs at all.
No.
Do you know what I mean? I'm just like kind of anti-hypocrisy. You know,
yeah.
You know, when people can get kind of their whole careers like derailed or just destroyed. When the people running the country are doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
You know?
It's the same for a lot of professions that report on people but then do similar things themselves.
Right.
But the Eels...
The Eels makes, outside the House of Parliament, makes so much sense.
But, I mean, Eels look pretty hyperactive anyway. If they're they're always moving. They
must be hard to see. It's like, how do you, it's like Schrodinger's cat. It's like, there either is an eel here or there isn't, because it's moving so fast because it's on coke that we just probably can't see it. But there's probably an eel here.
It's so true. They're just like that all the time anyway.
Yeah. Mad. Imagine them more on that, on coke, just off their face. It's just, they can't see them. You can't catch them, for sure.
I used to go...
How do they catch it? That's the question. Like if they're moving that fast,
yeah.
How do they catch it?
Well, they obviously... I think nets...
Yeah, I think so. It's not just them in the river.
Just trying to catch me with their hands. And like, come on here, come here.
I used to go through Dalston on the way home from primary school. And there was a place that sold... It was a famous place on Kingsland Road that sold jelly eels. But they used to have the eels live in a drawer that opened out onto the street. So you could be outside this restaurant and touch the eels because they were just in this drawer on ice.
Oh, wow.
Just then you could... I think maybe the public could buy an eel. Mm. I don't know why they were just on display like this, but I was a kid who gave a shit. So we just used to touch them and just feel like we were mad brave. Touched an eel. Look, he's touching the eel. And it was our little party trick. If any new kids are taking the route home, should we show them the thing? Touch the eels. Oh, my God. Justin's magic.
What happened to that restaurant? That's sad that it's gone. Probably.
Yeah, maybe health and safety. Maybe kids just touching the food
before they cook
on the way home from school. Like everything's poisoned. The shit that we used to touch at school.
Were they rowdy eels? A bit hyperactive.
They were definitely hyperactive, and they weren't. They, you know, they were just on ice. Maybe they were
like
dead.
This makes me think like they're ice skating. They were eels on ice.
They were eels on ice. Imagine that.
They had so much coke, they thought they were on ice. They're just swoons.
They were super slimy though.
Yeah, they are. I've heard that about the male ones especially.
Have you ever eaten jelly eels?
No.
No, I've never been brave enough to.
It just doesn't sound appetizing,
does
it?
It's the jelly bit for me.
It's the jelly with the fish.
Yeah. I'd eat a cooked eel. Hot eel. I think I'd try it.
Yeah, maybe I'd eat, like, you know, cooked eel, yeah.
What do you reckon it'll be like? Do you reckon it'd be like a...
Chicken.
No, it can't be like chicken, can it?
I reckon it'd be more like salmon.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would eat that.
Bit more fleshy than salmon, maybe.
Mm.
But not with jelly. And what type of jelly are we talking? Because all I can imagine is party
strawberry jelly.
Jelly.
Yeah, strawberry jelly.
Do you know what I mean?
That's disgusting.
They're getting ill. Put it in the fridge for half an hour. Just like let the jelly like set.
Cut
it out.
I think it's like the gelatin that, you know, you get on the bits of, if you get pate or whatever on the side, and it's the bit you throw away, which is horrible, I think.
Yeah, that makes more sense than party jelly.
I'd rather have it with a raspberry jelly than I've done
some
gelatin.
Ice cream. Yeah.
To eat the eel, but
nasty.
So I hope that when in Naples, as they're giving them coke again, also from their rehab program as well for the
eels.
This
is true,
because it's not fair to get them hooked.
And it's clearly just, you know, like a bunch of lads showing off, innit? Because scientists can be lads as well, innit? And like they're probably just like,
come here, I've got a great idea.
I've got a gram. Can we give some to the eels?
It feels like, you know, like at the end of the year, they're like, we've got some money to spend. What can we do? Make up a grant. Oh, let's give some meals, some coke, and do a little paper on it.
It was like an excuse.
Idea.
It was an excuse for them to actually go and buy coke off the college.
Yeah, for real. This is true. Mm. Wipe it out as like as an expense.
So at least now you can see that the eels are hyperactive. That's what cocaine does. Well done, guys. You know what I mean?
That's right. If you were going to do a study about anything... I've given you, here's 10 grand. I don't know how much they get, but what would you
Billions.
Do a study on? What would you do a study on? They've got 10 grand I've given you. Each.
If I only had 10 grand.
Well, how much do you want? 50? I got 50 grand.
I'm going to need some millions, man. If
what
I
are you going to do?
A study on anything in the world.
You can study anything.
why Twiglets are so tasty.
And you want 2 million for that?
Yeah.
Or just to eat?
What is, because I'd have to get into people's brains. Like, Marcel hates Twiglets.
Yeah. I hate Twiglets.
But is it the Marmite, though? It's Marmite.
I don't like Marmite. Exactly. I'm against
case
Marmite.
Case closed on that one.
I'm against it. Fully against it.
Don't need to study that.
Okay, Marmite then.
Okay.
I'd have to get more money now because I'd be like, all right, we're changing the
we
study.
We found out that it wasn't
Marmite.
The Twiglets.
So
it
now
was
we
the
need
Marmite.
To study Marmite. Okay. Right? And how come it's... No. Do you know, it's Twiglets specifically. Reason being, I reckon you can hate Marmite. My theory is, I think you can hate Marmite and still like Twiglets.
I can probably eat a Twiglet because, like, I like pretzels.
They're delicious, but I don't know why.
I hate the Marmite.
Do you like anything? Vegemite, Bovril, anything like that?
I think I've had Vegemite before. I didn't mind that.
Very similar to to Marmite.
Nah, Marmite's got like a weirdness about it anyway.
It's got that bitterness. I think it's got just the right amount of bitterness.
And sometimes when you smell it, it smells a bit...
It does stink, doesn't it?
It smells a bit funky. It
smells nice, I think, Marmite.
No, Marmite stinks.
Judgment.
Okay, well, what would you do a study about?
What would my study be? All right, so if you was to give me like £10,000, yes. My study would be the ratio of how many lottery tickets you'd have to buy in order to win the lottery. So I'll just take that 10 grand and put it all on lottery tickets in different areas all over the nation,
right,
to find out how many tickets you need to buy.
Isn't that money better spent on lottery tickets?
That's what I said.
That's what he's going to do.
I'll buy £10,000 worth of lottery tickets.
But then you'd have to make sure that no one else... That's too hard and...
It's a test. It's a test to see if £10,000 could actually buy you.
What if you win
lottery.
It? You know, you wouldn't be your ticket. It'd be the grant, whoever gave you the grant. So you'd have to give up that million.
I'll pretend I didn't win.
Oh my God, this isn't thought through. What if you didn't win? What if you had £10,000?
Then obviously
nothing?
I've tested it out so I can tell people, look, if you ever win £10,000 on anything, don't blow it all on lottery tickets because the rationality of you winning the actual jackpot is very low.
Brilliant. We should pitch that to university.
There we go.
Yeah, well, they're doing
your
shit like
one. Exactly.
Giving cocaine to eels.
What would you rather do? The study of Marmite or give cocaine to some eels? It's up to you. So that's good. Let's go
I
to
I reckon
Naples.
They are doing studies about Marmite in a university or somewhere in the world right now.
Yeah.
They're spending money.
Giving eels some Marmite.
Maybe. The same, the coked up eels. Like, I'm so hungry right now. I've been moving them out in the fucking river for so long. You got any Marmite? The eels could talk now because of the cocaine. Something about the chemical imbalance that the cocaine created means eels have developed the power of speech near
evolution.
The Houses of Parliament, and they are actually what's running the country.
Brilliant. Well,
that's my theory.
Let's try and commission
like
these studies. I believe we've got lots more guests coming on now, soon, next.
Yeah,
so let's go to a song and then we'll get
imagine
out.
If it was the band Eels.
That would be amazing.
That'd be amazing.
I would like to meet them.
So would I. I'd just like to have them as guests
like
anyway.
Like Eels, yeah, all right. Well, let's get on to getting Eels on the show. We should play a song.
Can't say what's on my mind, no, can't say it, cause I can't start to justify when my tension's been straying. So pull me up another drink, so I can tell you what I think about, yeah, pour it up into the brink. Lies get right to it, cut out all the boom. Wanna do this? Don't care about some foolish. Because I'm thinking about you.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about you.
And I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I don't wanna be back to.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about you.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about you.
You know the things I can do. So why don't you let me do what I? Can let you get away until you know what I am trying to say. No, I'm not sober, just had some rain, but I need closure, so come and meet me halfway. Let's get right to it. Cut out all the boo. Low key wanna do this. Don't care about some foolish. Because I'm thinking about you.
That is Thinking by an artist whose name has sparked a debate. It's spelled C-H-I Virgo, but Natalie and I are debating as to whether it's Chi Virgo or Chai Virgo.
It's got to be Chai.
No, because Tai Chi.
Well, that's true.
No, but Chi would surely be S-H-E.
No.
A thing above it.
It's a C.
It would be a C, but...
I thought it was Chai originally, but now I've gone to Chi. I don't know. Which are you saying?
I'm going to go with Chai.
Chai, okay.
We're going to get our guest's opinion, but first I'm going to introduce him. He's our second guest of the day. It's, of course, a guy who's made a very, very, very distinct and big name for himself producing. His name is Swindle.
How are you doing?
Yeah, man.
What's going on, sir?
We have to give everyone a spirited round of applause.
It's a pleasure to be here anyway, man. First time up here, man.
Yeah. No, it's a pleasure to have you, honestly.
Thanks for having me.
We should get onto the most important part of the conversation. How do you think it's pronounced?
I'm going to go with Chai.
Yeah. I think the Chais have it.
The Chais have it.
As the eels say in the Houses of Parliament. I'm running with that theory. That's another theory of mine anyway, but we'll get into that maybe later. Really. Wow, yeah, so it isn't a real pleasure to have you. I'm sure a lot of people know who you are because they would have heard your work, but the fact of the matter is producers don't get as much credit as they deserve a lot of the time. But that being said, when it comes to producers, your name is definitely very near the top of the pile. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe.
A humble guy.
The modesty. I like that.
No, but you really have made a very distinct name for yourself, kind of coming from a grime and a dubstep background. Yeah. The album is out now. Is it about to be released or is
Friday?
Friday.
Out on Friday.
It's out this Friday.
This Friday. Yeah.
And what kind of lengths have you gone to get this album recorded? Because a lot of people don't know how tough it can be. Because you can record a project, you can record an EP by putting some stuff together.
Yeah.
But with an album, it is so much more of a conscious effort to make.
I guess in short, I've devoted my whole life to this.
Yeah.
And this album is just like, I've worked on it every day for 3 years, you know, one way or another, whether it's the music or the presentation or the ideas. I've sacrificed everything else in my life to get here. And this has just been like, you know, my main focus, my vision for the last 3 years.
And how have you been able to kind of fit that in with being such an in-demand producer?
It's just my priority, you know, and my priority is just always music and creating. And to be honest, a lot of the other musics that I've produced has just come from kind of organic relationships, and some of it even just kind of through recording the album has brought me to recording other tracks and stuff like that.
Fair play. Well, the album's out on Friday. We've got how many tracks from
we're gonna play Drill Work.
We're gonna play Drill Work.
You've also actually got on the album previous friends of the show, I would say. Eva Lazarus is on a fair few tracks, isn't she? And Etta as well.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We've got a future guest that you've worked with as well coming up. So there's the tentacles spread out very far. Do you have a favourite kind of genre to work within? Because although you've made your name, I'd say most people would probably know you from, you know, grime and dubstep. Is there a favourite genre that you've...
No, like my favourite idea is highlighting all the similarities in different genres.
Yeah.
So I'm always attracted to the fusion than I am a genre, you know?
Right. Okay, cool. We should get into Drill Work now. If you would do us the honour of introducing it for us.
This, taken from my album out on Friday, No More Normal, is Drill Work featuring Getz.
Sick.
Been there, done that, no talk, don't chat. Came here, one man, three gal, 4 yard, 1 yard, I love that. 23 and 1 jump man. Like my enemy, she won't come back. East Side, all day the young G's ride. North Face, Skeng Blast, M Charge, 2-5 in that court case. Biscuits, a witness in my district, a man a short a cake. Man, I order weight, then orchestrate on the corner bait, but the prostitutes wait to fornicate. When they watch the news and afford by get my deep thoughts can resort in a torture brain. I found a school at hard knocks, you man weren't schooled the same. Don't run the MC, don't walk this way. Too many flows, I can alternate. No water break, chapter 1, verse 48. Chill work, thrill work. Sound like drill work. Glasgow, Stratford, Benton, Ilford, Manor Park, Customers, Canning Town, East Ham.
Sound like drill work. Sound like drill work. Sound like drill work. Sound like drill work.
Left turn, right turn, straight up, divert. Mind games, you don't know how my mind works. Mind your business, I'm mind mine, it's a minefield in my world. Ice cube with no jerry curl. Who do I like? Every girl. I had Sue on my side, but she dead herself. Ruined the vibe, now it's someone else. Head over heels or underwhelmed. Flow check, ain't out of my zone yet. Rate then go again, forgiveness after home wreck. I will be there. Where? Right over here in expensive crypt, them cold steps. Chill work, thrill work. Sound like drill work. Glasgow, Stratford, Benton, Ilford, Manor Park, Customers, Canning Town, East Ham.
Sound like drill work. Sound like drill work. Sound like drill work. Sound like drill work.
Gunshots, nothing but gunshots. The ends are in beef, no surprise when someone drops. Brothers in the field, I don't mean wireless or love box. There's no better raps when it jumps off. Gunshots, nothing but gunshots. The ends are in beef, no surprise when someone drops. Brothers in the field, I don't mean wireless or love box. There's no better raps when it jumps off.
That's drill work. Hey, that's a big. That's
I like the beat.
The production is. It's an automatic snapper. It's one of them ones you look around and someone's not dancing. They must have something wrong with them. You know, big one. We're a very competitive bunch on this show, as you probably heard while we were having a little chat while we were listening to that. But we're going to play a game now.
Yes.
So I think it's important that we prepare you for the weirdness of the games, because kind of Natalie comes up, dreams them up.
I do dream them as well.
She genuinely does dream.
I dream ideas.
That's good, yeah, right? Yeah, I used to have a little bit of paper or something by the bed, or just the phone where you're like, put stuff in, and then sometimes in the morning it makes sense, sometimes it doesn't, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Perfect description for Natalie's games.
Well, actually, Swindle, now you've got a song on your new album called California.
Yep.
I am going to play you clips of 9 hip-hop artists.
Okay.
They're either going to be from the West Coast, which is California, or the East Coast, New York, which is California. So tell us which is which.
Okay, cool.
So write it down. They're all like well-known artists.
How many is there?
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I'm still right, yes or no?
I need to know of the East Coast, West Coast. West Coast being LA, East Coast being New York, which I get confused all the time. I don't know why. Geography is not my specialty subject.
I learned through rap. I literally learned about compass points through rap and Roman numerals through Jordans.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just feel like East is sunnier for some reason, but clearly I'm wrong. Anyway. So
really?
Does
the Midwest count?
Wait, what?
East is sunnier than West.
So you think even so? Like, what do you associate that kind of climate and that kind of weather with that compass point?
Yeah.
So like Russia.
Everyone knows it's balmy in Russia. Everybody knows that. There's a misconception it's cold in Russia, Swindle, but don't believe.
Oh, I've been.
It's humid, right?
It was cold still.
But then again, further east. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, well, here's number one. Some of these will be easier. Well, it's only easy if you know it, I guess. But let's start with one of my favorites.
Can I kick it?
Tribal Quest.
Can I kick it? Can I kick it?
kick it?
West Coast, East Coast.
I've got to write it down, yeah, for the grand
reveal.
Yeah,
please, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you can write it down, yeah.
Write it down.
But you can write whatever you want that's going to make you remember the right answer.
I've got fun facts about them.
I've fully got this anyway, you know.
I feel like you all do.
Confidence, I like it.
That's a good one. I feel like you know this one, Mart. I think that's fairly easy.
I'm putting
one.
It in for New York. And it L for LA. All
right. Oh, okay. God, I thought you were like, yeah, okay. here's number two. This is Above the Law. Like Superman. California, yeah. Fun fact. Above the Law claim to have invented the G-Funk style. That's my fun fact here.
Mm.
Got it written down for me. You all got something for that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This is Aesop Rock.
And I will remember your name and face on the day you were judged by the funhouse cast. And I will rejoice in your fall from grace when I came to the sky like none shall pass.
Big song.
Yep.
Do we all have some? Oh my God, it's the confidence here. Okay, I think, okay. And this is a fairly easy one, I think, but let's...
But when it comes to being Dela, it's just me, myself, and I.
This one could trick you, though.
There is a trick one in here. I'm not going to say if I played it or not, where I'm prepared to accept your thoughts on why it might not be right. But okay, let's move on to what we want. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 5.
You gotta wash your ass. If you must, you gotta wash your hair. If you must, you gotta wash your teeth. If you must, or else you'll be funky.
Okay, we all got something for that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And then this is number 6. It is, of course, Ski Lo.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a with a sixth form parlor.
Apparently,
see, that tells you where it's from.
The last line just said
God damn it. Well, why didn't he clip it before that? But
mentions the team. There's a team that he mentions that could only be from where he's from. It's all in there. It's true.
Fun fact about this. This song was well known for its lack of explicit lyrics at a time when gangster rap was very popular.
He was Will Smith before Will Smith was Will Smith.
Yeah, it kind of was, wasn't he? I don't know. That song was 95. Yeah. Will Smith would have been Will Smith in 95.
He predates Will Smith.
Do you?
As in, Will Smith never swore in his rap.
Right, yeah, okay. It's not for him, is it?
No, but when the boom, boom...
Boom, shake the room.
Doesn't even swear in that.
Oh, but that's... Yeah,
but that was before that.
But Summertime was before that, and parents just don't understand. Yeah, I think Will Smith was before Ski Lo,
that's a good point,
to be honest.
Yeah.
So you lose a point for that.
No, but being famous for not swearing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay, this is number 7.
I'll be back, but for now, just sackle.
This is Boogie Down Productions.
Got this, man. Yes! Boogie Down.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to say.
Everyone got something for that? Very confident in here. I like it.
If I don't get 9 out of 9, I'm going to be disappointed in myself still.
There's a couple that I've kind of forgotten, okay. So I'm not right. Supremely confident.
Well, I've got
one maybe. Yeah.
Let's move on to Souls of Mischief.
Kill all that wax.
This is how we feel from 93 to...
From New York or from LA? Actually, when I say East Coast, West Coast, it doesn't technically have to be New York or LA. There are other parts of the East Coast and the West Coast, but in that area. But I will accept an L or an N.
I'm putting EW now. I changed the system.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see it. And finally, where is this person from? This is Egyptian Lover.
I need a freak to kiss me wet. I need a freak to be my home computer set. I need a freak.
He needs a freak. Egyptian Lover from his fourth album, Back from the Tomb. Just like Jesus.
He died and then he was like, I forgot to tell you something.
I'm back.
Because he's back and he needed a freak. That's why he came back. Right, let's go through some answers. So, Swindle, A Tribe Called Quest. Are we saying...
East. They're from the East. They're from New York.
That's correct. Okay, what, Marcel? What did you get for Above the Law?
West.
I got West as well.
West for everyone. Yeah. Yep. Okay, and then Aesop Rock, Michael Payne.
I got East.
You got East.
East
Harlem, yeah.
Oh my God, they're so confusing. They're going by, yeah, that's right. I'm giving points now because I'm confused by this bit of paper. To be honest, right, De La Soul, Swindle.
East.
Course.
I got East.
Course.
East.
Gosh, this is good. Del the Funky Homo Sapien.
West.
Did you say?
I got
so
West.
California, yeah. West Coast. What did you get, Swindle?
West.
Yes.
I'm going for 9 out of 9.
West. All right, okay.
Can I just show you that I've actually got, I didn't cross that out.
What was this for? Okay, where do you think, Skilo is from?
West.
I'm going to accept that because...
But he's moved there, isn't he?
He was actually born in Poughkeepsie, in New York. But then he moved to California when he was 9. So I think we're going to take him as a California.
The music he's making is West Coast music.
Because Pac lived
in
Baltimore.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. He was called MC New York before he was called Tupac or something like that. Literally was called MC New York or something like that.
Okay. What? Where were Boogie Down Productions from?
East. Boogie Down Brooklyn.
Is that 7?
Yes. Yeah, east. That's very good. I think it's going to be a full house for everybody. Souls of Mischief, please. Where are they for? From West Coast or East Coast?
Who do you want it from?
You, Marcel.
East. Yeah?
What are you saying, Michael Payne?
What's this, number 8?
This is number 8, Souls of Mischief.
This is one that I've forgotten. I'm not going to lie, but I'm going to go east based on one connection.
Okay, and then what are you saying, Swindle?
I've put east.
Sorry, it was actually West Coast.
Oh, that's so annoying.
West Coast. Sorry, they were from Oakland in California.
I'm so stupid.
Why? No, how? That's not stupid. Actually, I've got where they're all from. Sorry, A Tribe Called Quest.
I've already put
Saint
a tick
Albans.
Next to it as well.
No, that's wrong. So A Tribe Called Quest was from St. Albans. In New York.
Wait, there's one left.
I was just going through to recap because I hadn't told you. Above the Law from Pomona in California, Aesop Rock, Northport, New York, De La Soul from Amityville in New York.
I love hearing that people are really from that place.
Well, yeah, just, there's a horror film called that, right?
Yeah, and then there's the Eminem song, Leo in Amityville.
Del is from Oakland, Skilo Poughkeepsie, and then Boogie Down South Bronx. Souls of Mischief from Oakland. One more, Egyptian Lover from
Egypt. No, I'm joking.
West or East? Swindle, what
west,
do you think?
West.
I put West.
Go on.
What do you think?
I'm gonna go West because I was stupid and I actually look on my life. I put South, but. That was a stupid mistake,
but
and
you
I forgot
meant west.
To correct myself. But I'm going to say West.
Yeah, that's correct, actually. He's from LA.
He didn't even write anything down, which means he should have got nothing.
I wrote S. I wrote S, but I forgot to scrub it out because I was being dumb.
Yeah. But that does mean that you all got 8, not the full 9. But very well done for your geography knowledge.
I feel stupid about the Souls of Mischief one.
Because
I'm beating myself up because I didn't know.
I was reading about Souls of Mischief the other day because I was just reading about Vampire Weekend sampling one of their old demos, a song that never really saw the light of day. And I'm pretty sure somewhere in the article it must have said that Souls of Mischief were from California. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Good music journalists would have said, the crew from California, blah blah blah. But you know. So I am kicking myself a little bit because I could have got full marks.
But you still win. Everyone's a winner in here right now. We've got a game with Joel as well. You might win that
true.
One.
I just wanted to be better than everyone else.
Sorry.
You know, is that too much to ask, Nat?
No. Well, clearly, yes, it is, yeah.
But once, I should say just once, actually. Thank you so much for joining us, Swindle. I know you're on a bit of a radio tour, so it means a lot that you would pass through
it's
here.
It's a real pleasure to be here, man.
And chat to us about the new album, which is, of course, out on Friday.
Yeah.
For anyone that's just tuned in, let them know what they can expect on the album. Let them know, live-wise, how are they going to be able to enjoy the album?
Well, where do we start?
do your thing.
The album is a broad collaboration project between UK rap, grime, jazz, bass, and features everybody from Getz to Nabiah Garcia to Kiko Bun and DEE and Etta Bond and Koji Radical. And we're taking it on the road in March, Manchester, Bristol, London, Amsterdam, Antwerp, Berlin.
Brilliant.
Sick.
Find all information at nomoreworld.com, all my social networks, all the tour dates, tickets, records, whatever you want. It's all
awesome.
There, nomorenormal.world.
Couldn't have put it better myself, mainly because I didn't know all of that stuff, because obviously it's the first time I'm hearing it myself. Swindle, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure's all mine.
We're going to get into a song now. We've got our last guest waiting in the wings. It's Joel Culpepper. So a song now, and then we'll just chat to him. Thank you.
isn't there. Can't drink it through. I can't speak to you. I close and open my eyes. They're there. There ain't nothing new. Catch 22. I tried running, I ain't fast enough. My head don't forget much. I should be careful. What if I fall and I can't get up? Should I give up? I'm about to spiral out of control. I'm about to spiral out of control. Not alone trying to cope, not a soul can cope, not alone with you.
I'm not enough.
Not alone trying to cope, not a soul can cope, not alone with you.
I'm not alone.
Yeah. Hard to reach, hard to say that I need somebody, that I need somebody. Hard to reach, hard to say that I need somebody. I need truth, I don't need confidence. If you feel me change into someone else. Even if I don't want any help. If you see me caving, save me from myself. I'm about to spiral out of control. I'm about to spiral out of control. Not alone trying to cope, not a soul can cope, not alone with you.
I'm not enough.
Not alone trying to cope, not a soul can cope, not alone with you.
I'm not alone.
Yeah. Hard to reach, hard to say that I need somebody, that I need somebody. Hard to reach, hard to say that I need somebody. Hard to say that I need somebody, that I need somebody. Hard to reach, hard to say that I need somebody, that I need somebody.
That's Kaleem Taylor and Not Alone.
One big erection section is the show today.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you, every single one of those songs is getting added to the sex playlist.
Proper slow jams. If you walk into someone's yard on a, after a date or something and that's playing.
You know what? You know what? It's one of those ones. It's one of those ones when you're like, oh, babe, like the toilet's over there. You go into the bedroom, strip down, put the tune in, you're just lying there. One leg up, just like. What's going on, babe? She walks into the room. Silk boxer shorts.
Everything silk.
Everything silk.
Everything silk.
Bit slippery after a bit.
Everything. Literally, the everything wardrobe silk. Wrapped in silk.
The toilet roll.
The carpet.
Everything.
The
whole yard.
The carpet. You can't even. You can't even get any proper footing because you're slipping all over the place.
Over the yard.
Crazy.
Sit on the toilet. Slip off.
Yeah, because it's a silk toilet seat.
Slip
silk.
Out of the bathroom.
Wow. Straight down to the bedroom.
Trust me.
Slip out the front door. Silk. I love that.
That was a tune.
It's a big tune.
Kaleem Taylor and Not Alone.
I mean, he's obviously never alone with a voice like that, isn't
he? Yeah,
it's
true. With songs like that, if he can just dream up rhythms like that, then yeah, it's true. He's not chatting shit. He's not chatting shit.
Right. Silky. I don't know if you knew Marcel. Well, I don't know. Have you seen the Fyre Festival documentary?
The greatest... Wait. Was it the greatest party that never happened?
Mm. Yeah.
That was like one of the best things I've watched this year, and this year's only just started. So it was actually really, really interesting to see how you can promote something like you can make something look like it's going to be the best thing in the whole entire world and not actually be able to pull it off, because it was ridiculous.
I think you know, with the amount of people, the sheer scale of the scam was incredible. But I think the title Greatest Party That Never Happened is a bit of a reach, though, isn't it? It was basically going to be like Kendall Jenner on a beach.
No, but this
and
this
Diplo
is
playing
this
music.
Is the thing.
It was Diplo, Blink 182, and at Disclosure, and yeah, Skepta was on the bill as well. But yeah, it was,
they made it out to be because I think because watching it, like, they done the promotion video and they got the top 10 like supermodels in the whole entire world with massive like Instagram like followings and that kind of stuff. To post up a yellow or like an orange square
tile,
and like everyone's like, oh my god, what's going on? Kendall Jenner's just put. They paid her £250,000 to do that post, so like you can basically just see how social media can influencers can influence anything, as long as your following is massive, you can get people to go, I want to go to that because Kendall Jenner's going to be there.
Yeah, and that's why I don't feel sorry for a single person.
In the documentary, a former guest of the show, Ron Funches, you know the comedian, remember, came in?
Yes, I saw him!
Oh my god! In the documentary, I think he was on a chat show.
I don't know why I'm so gassed. I told my girlfriend, I was like, I know that guy. I've interviewed that guy.
He was so asked, gassed. Do you feel sorry? And he started laughing and said, people that are going to pay 11 grand to go and watch Blink 182.
It's bare true. they had like villas for like, I think it was like 200, with 200,000 you could get this luxury villa.
Well, they said they did.
That turned out to be a tent from a hurricane from hurricane.
Leftover tents from hurricanes.
Yeah,
right?
This is why
I think it's unfair to kind of glamorize it as the greatest party that never happened. No, it wasn't. There have been better parties that have actually happened. Do you get what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
There have been better parties that haven't happened as well.
Mm.
Like I said to you, it's literally a bunch of influencers on a beach for a festival that's inaccessible to normal people anyway.
Didn't you find some people being interviewed that went there a little bit hateful? Especially the guy that was like, it was ransacking. My friends were going around urinating in other people's tents.
They went feral at night. That was my favourite
soundbite. They've been there for 6 hours, by the way.
It was a social experiment. I reckon they should have spun it as a social experiment and went, look, we just wanted to see the stoops that these rich kids, the levels that these rich kids would stoop to, to be popular, and then just throw them into this.
No, but the thing about it is
this post-apocalyptic world.
But you have to eat cheese sandwiches, boom.
Piss on other people's tents so they don't sleep next to you.
They had those massive tickets, but at the same time they were selling other tickets that were like for like 500. $500 US dollars. So basically, there was the people paying the big money.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even think anyone actually like bought those big ones. But there was people paying £500 for their flight, accommodation, and all of that. Like so that's basically
everything included for $500.
Everything included for $500.
So even that's too good to be true.
Yeah. So basically they're paying that, and then because they realised they weren't getting enough money through, they started doing them wristband things and making people put money on those.
Bags on,
so they'd be getting
stuff.
The money in advance to then try and pay for the things that they were trying to do. So it was all just like a massive scam anyway.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you were aware, Marcel. You probably weren't because you weren't on the show at that point. But we got an exclusive interview with Ja Rule 2 years ago.
Did.
I think it was.
Yeah.
So I thought we should play it out so you could hear how this interview went down, talking about Fyre Festival. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is amazing. This is a first on FUBAR. We've actually got none other than Ja Rule on the line to speak about the doomed Fyre Festival. So first of all, hello. It's a pleasure to speak to you on the phone. Thanks you very much for doing that. How are you doing, Ja Rule?
What's my motherfucking name?
I just said it. It's Ja Rule, isn't it?
What's my motherfucking name?
Ja Rule.
What's my motherfucking name?
Ja Rule. Is this amnesia, or is this like one of those rap and call and response things?
Yeah.
Well, I guess nobody, Ja Rule. Where are you right now?
New York.
Okay. You recently, some might say, turned your back on rap to promote a festival, I hear.
Fyre.
Yeah, that's the name of the festival. What's it like being a festival promoter?
Murder.
Yeah, I can imagine. Tell us about the vision you had for the festival and how did you sell it to the wealthy? What exactly did you say?
To everybody that be living it up, come on, baby, this is typical, every day, one night thing.
It really wasn't typical, was it? I have to ask, Ja, have you any experience with the basic running of a festival?
I don't really understand what the running's about.
Clearly not. What would you like to say to those people now, the people that were affected by Fire Festival?
Half of y'all hate me, half y'all love me. The ones that hate me only hate me because they don't trust me.
Half. That's not just half. That's a bit optimistic, Jar, but whatever. How come so many artists that were supposedly playing were nowhere to be seen? What did they say to you?
We ain't playing.
And it got straight to the point then. The catering was a shambles as well. What was your reaction to the catering staff?
Print dish five, you no longer desire.
That's pretty harsh, Jar. you're getting sued for $100 million, Jar. Are you going to have to sell some assets to raise money?
I got 100 guns and 100 clips.
That's pretty awesome. That's a lot of guns, Jar. I'm sure the NRA members will be queuing up to buy them. You must have some very interesting weapons.
Got a semi-automatic SPS.
That's weird. But here's a silly joke. Do people tell it to say it, not spray it, Jar? Jar?
It's gone.
Nah, Jar's gone.
We lost him.
That was, of course, the exclusive interview that I did with Jar Rule, maker of hits such as... New York, and
always on time.
Always on time, and
put it on me.
What's that?
Put it on me.
Yeah. I remember that one. I can't remember the titles of any of his songs, but I'm not gonna lie. I knew every Ja Rule song.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I had the first album. I don't think I had any albums after that.
Was that Pain Is Love or was that Rule Three?
No, that was
I remember
Rule
the title. 316.
336.
336. Sorry, that's Steve Austin. That's 316, isn't it?
Stone Cold.
He chose that passage from the Bible. I get mixed up with my Bible passages quite a lot. That was very interesting that we kind of chose to speak to Jar so early on. So like two years down the line, when this documentary comes down, that, you know, comes out, it's nice to be able to look down memory lane and know that we were at the cutting edge of broadcasting here.
And it's strange too, because then he wasn't really saying it. He wasn't really kind of going, "It's a bad thing that's happened." He was quite feisty about it.
He was,
now,
yeah. Just,
you know, I actually feel sorry for the people from the actual island that was working and doing all the labels, because like they just been. They basically got bumped off, man.
Really and truly, they did. They got, I can't remember what the figure was of free labour that they effectively got from these residents of that island, but they have set up a GoFundMe page for Marianne, who was, of course, the caterer.
I think she got like 200K.
It was well over the mark. Yeah, it was well over the target, wasn't it? So that's nice to hear. But hopefully everyone else can be compensated for their work.
It is an amazing documentary, though, to watch.
It really, really is.
A lot of bits.
And we were talking at the beginning of the show about, you know, who would play Billy.
Yeah.
Billy, what's his name? Billy McFarlane?
Yeah, mainly.
Is it Billy McFarlane?
Yeah, Billy McFarlane.
I think so. And like, you know, my immediate choice was Ben Affleck, because I think he's the kind of person that would be able to display, portray the kind of charmingness yet despicable quality.
Yeah, Affleck could do it. Because
Affleck
Billy
is the only one I think that could do it.
Because Billy, you know, Billy asking someone he works with to go down to an airport and say, "I will suck your dick," because it's exactly what happened for some Evian.
Yeah.
Or Billy being out on bail, right, but running another side business from a penthouse apartment with somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
That's Affleck.
Like another hustle.
Yeah.
No, but I think they gotta be younger than Affleck though, ain't
they? They can make Affleck.
Do they? No.
Yeah, no.
I'm looking at a picture of Billy and Affleck could pull that off.
No, but Affleck's the
do you know what?
Affleck's the new old Batman. Do you know what I mean?
He's the new old Batman.
We were
saying
maybe before Dave Franco, but then
I think Dave Franco's too good looking to do it, and it would make it people would start to be like, yeah, maybe it wasn't so bad.
No. The guy from, you know, the new Black Mirror.
Will Poulter.
Yeah, Will Poulter.
Okay.
They got the same shape head.
Maybe.
Will Poulter. I wouldn't want that for Will though. Because he's such a good actor, I'd start to hate him, and I really like Will Poulter. He's a mate of mine.
No, but that's the thing. Like, you can like it's the best actors that can make you hate them, even if you like them.
This is true.
That's true.
This is true. He looks like, I don't know why, but he looks like a footballer on trial in that photo, doesn't he? He looks like a footballer's done something bad.
He does, actually. Well, it's a good documentary. Watch it. Let's go to a quick song and we'll get a final guest of the day in the studio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. never into fighting till I learned that I gotta fight till I get it, you know, like. Never into learning till I learned that I was scarred till I listened, you know, like. I am here on a mission, stacks full of missiles, couldn't hear that from a whistle. Had to be straight like a fiddle, couldn't tell tales like a riddle. You know, like, I'ma be a ruler and that, you couldn't fit in the batch. Gonna be a part of the gang, you know, like, I'ma be a ruler and that, I'ma be a ruler and that. You couldn't fit in the batch. Couldn't be a part of the gang, you know, like, I'ma be a ruler and that. Never into searching till I done lost myself in a rocket, you know, like. Never into burning till I got burned in the back like a bonnet. More time, I'm up in the clouds, picking my rounds. These girls burn my sound, I'ma absel from these clouds. Face out and I'ma grab my crown. I'ma be a ruler and that. You couldn't fit in the batch. Couldn't be a part of the gang, you know, like, I'ma be a ruler and that. I'ma be a ruler and that. You couldn't fit in the batch. Couldn't be a part of the gang, you know, like, I'ma be a ruler and that. I'ma be a ruler and that. You couldn't fit in the batch. Couldn't be a part of the gang, you know, like, I'ma be a ruler and that. I'ma be a ruler and that. You couldn't fit in the batch. Couldn't be a part of the gang, you know, like, I'ma be a ruler and that. Running on empty, but I still gas it up, swag it up on a frenzy, cause I know that they envy. And I ain't gonna give you a reason to stop, cause you know that I'm friendly. Smile all the way to the Grammys medals, you know that I bench beats. Hello, wait when I style this thing. Set trends and you know my style. Everybody wanna rock well, the gal and they love my style. Even and they never wanna smile. Headed to the booth right now, gonna get a shooting pow. Only gonna fly when I'm loud, only gonna do what I'm proud of. And oh wow, I'ma be a ruler and that. You couldn't fit in the batch. Couldn't be a part of the gang, you know, like, I'ma be a ruler and that. I'ma be a ruler and that. You couldn't fit in the batch. Couldn't be a part of the gang, you know, like, I'ma be a ruler and that. I'ma be.
That was Ruler by Serene Carthage. Nice name.
Very nice. Nice song.
I can't tell whether that's a name or a description.
Serene Carthage.
My mate Ricky looks after her. That manages her.
Oh.
She's sick,
oh,
isn't it?
Yeah, very, very, very sick. Very I love good, the yeah. name. I'm really intrigued by the name.
Mm.
Really cool. Really cool. Speaking of names, our next guest has one.
Segway.
He's got two names.
Segway Pro. I'm trying to tell you this. He's a. We met ages ago, like years and years and years ago. I was actually looking back at some photos of around the time when we first met at the Victoria.
Yeah.
A night that we both played.
Turn off the radio.
Yeah. Fucking hell, that's 10 years ago, man.
Jeez.
So we've known each other for about a decade.
Yeah. That's mad.
But yeah, it is, of course, singer extraordinaire Joel Culpepper.
What's going on?
It's a pleasure to have you on.
thank you for having me.
Just last week, we had DJ Yoda.
Yeah.
Who's. Obviously, he spoke very highly of you. He's a recent collaborator of yours.
Yeah.
I was.
Shouts to Yoda.
Yeah, I was delighted to find out that you're going on tour with him.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. That's all in the pipe.
But this is all in the future. There's the present matter of the 25th of January coming up, and it's your release with another past guest of ours, Koji Radical. I'm sure I've spoken to Koji.
You've spoken to him, but not in the studio.
Yeah, good. Yeah, it's just because he's one of my mates as well. Right, I'm just remembering a time I just actually just spoke to Koji Radical.
Nice. It counts.
Yeah. tell us how that collaboration came apart.
Well,
came about.
Apart.
It came about through your previous guest just now, Swindle.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So you produced the track, right?
Yeah. He produced it.
Of course.
And. We was working on some stuff together. He was working with Koji on his stuff and his own album. And the song just came about quite organically. Hmm. You know what I mean? We was,
as yeah, you want just, them to.
Yeah, exactly. So he blessed the song.
and I put it out is pretty much the story behind that. But yeah, no, he blessed it. And Swindle's, he's great to work with. He's got, you know, a lot of energy in the studio and just knows how to bring out the best in people. I think that's his real gift, as well as, you know, being a multi-instrumentalist kind of artist, but he's got a real good knack at getting the good stuff out of artists. Yeah.
I find that with you're right. That's definitely a stark quality in people, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, there can be some people that you go to a studio with and work with, and you really don't feel like you got the best out of that session from them or yourself.
Energy in it.
Yeah.
Energy.
More importantly, yeah.
And belief. If they believe in you, then that just spurs you on even more. You're like, actually, yeah, I can do this. Do
I mean? And you only realise it's there when you get someone that actually possesses that quality.
Yeah.
You know? It's like being hungry. You know? I get mad philosophical sometimes.
Yeah, you know? And mad hungry. You get and sometimes mad, too.
That's mad true.
Don't we all?
We've got like maybe just over 20 minutes left of the show, and we want to kind of play a game with you and have a chat about... Okay. Just catch up, really, because it has been ages since I last saw you anyway.
Yeah.
But we should get into the song, which I'm going to let you introduce for us.
Okay.
Which and then. One? Good point.
Okay.
All right, Kay.
Did you mouth that or did you go?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think I heard it.
I think I mouthed. I discovered I can't whisper just then. Yeah. I never knew that, but it's a good time to find out, isn't it?
Amazing. Cool. So yeah, if you do us the honour of introducing it for us, we'll get into it and then we'll play a game and have a bit more of a chat.
Alright, sweet. So this is Joel Culpepper, Caroline No featuring Koji Radical.
Schmooze. Cigarette smoke, gin in my tonic, ooh, that got me loose. Let me be honest, ooh, could have been us. But I was playing, I know better I do, but never do. You say it's old, I say we cool, well, that may be true. You never do tell. We never did speak much before the mood fell. And my baby didn't give me that blues feel.
What I know. What a fool I've been in my soul. Keeps on bickering. And I know I'll end up alone if I'm not careful.
Yeah.
that's a fable. You can't play those games, no, this ain't Halo. You say I'm no saint, but that's a label that I say I can't claim, cause you're no angel. I know I can't be nobody's savior, and I don't add no stripes on my behavior. Henny, me and you pipe up and get that snapping, but who here? Really here? Who? You busy chatting? Well, cuckoo, you in the gram, you got a new dude, didn't need that on my phone, I see you too. Remember how BB King, you know that blues too true. Never knew love could have that voodoo. Child, be still, be real, that brother hit it like me or just the usual. Caroline, I know.
That's some very, very grown folks music, that's there, man. I love that. Guy. I love that. I love music that you, if you didn't know the artist or you didn't know,
you would just
the,
be like, yo.
Yeah, you'd not assume what where when it came out. You're just like, this is just good music.
Oh, respect, brother.
Really, really dig that, man. Really dig that.
Cheers, guys.
That's produced by Swindle and produced featuring Koji Radical.
Yes, sir.
And it's out on the 25th of January.
Yeah, well, it's currently circulating on radio. Mm-hmm. So we've had a few plays from Annie Mac and... Target and Trevor Nelson. Yeah, man, it's doing its thing. It's getting about.
That's good, man.
You've got a soul singer's name. Joel it's Culpepper.
For real.
It's true.
For real.
Joel Culpepper. You just
a lot
know
of the pepper, though. It's the pepper, isn't it?
I think it's the pepper.
It's the pepper. It's the pepper. Yo, you add pepper to anything, it adds a spice.
Yeah.
It's you know what I mean?
You're right.
Yeah, a lot of people
phonetically
think,
as well. Pepper.
Yeah.
It's like a, all right, I'm listening. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's my dad's name, man. Bajan.
And people Bajan, think that it's not a real name.
Go on.
I looked at you and I thought, it's got to be a real name.
Come on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
From Barbados.
Though. Half Bajan, innit? My mum's from Barbados, innit?
Little unity right there. Come on. I see you. I see you, dude. I see you, dude. Just wait until we get Nigerian in it. Just wait. But... We've got a game,
we
like
do.
I said.
Well, in honour, we always have a game for, I guess, and something around, I guess.
Okay.
This is nervous. Around an album of yours called Tortoise.
Mm-hmm.
I've got six clips.
Yeah.
Some of which are tortoises, and some of which are turtles.
Okay.
I need you to write down and tell me, oh, is it a tortoise?
A tortoise.
Is it a tortoise or is it a turtle?
That's going to be the hybrid.
Is it a turtle?
Turtle.
Is it a turtle or a tortoise? Or one of them is a trick question and is neither. So I'm just going to throw that in there so that you know. Okay. So let's go with tortoise. I can't say it.
Tortoise
or turtle. Number one, if you can tell me what you think they're doing in the clip as well, I will give you some extra points for this, by the way. Okay.
It's annoying how it's tortoise, but tortoise.
So just to clarify...
I need to know if it's a tortoise or a turtle.
Or a turtle.
Do they make different noises?
Well, we're going to find out, aren't we?
Wait, what are they doing?
And if you can tell me, well, I want you to listen to this and think about what they might be doing.
So
we
get an extra point for what they're doing.
If you can guess what they're doing, okay?
And it's six.
So this is number one.
And I recognise that sound. That's fucking. That's,
you recognise that?
Yeah.
From where?
Because it was
he's
just
been
general.
Watching, he's been watching National Geographic, hasn't
he? Turtle porn.
Oh, okay. So the turtle porn. Or tortoise. It could be tortoise porn. Remember, one's a trick question and is neither as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So
I mean, it may not be that one. But well, have you got something for that, everybody?
Yeah.
Have you got a clue at what they're doing? I mean, it's a big... You never know. It could be a red herring. They may not be. It could be working out in the gym, couldn't they? That's what they could be doing. Is this a... Clip number two. Is this a tortoise or a turtle or something else? Okay. Oh, wait. Christ, I've just I forgot what it was and now I've realised what it is. Okay, Jesus, let's hear it again.
Sounds like it's blowing its nose.
Yeah. But worse than that. Okay, so is it a tortoise or a turtle or something else and what are they doing? Got something? Or Joel, you've got something, right?
I've got something,
okay, great. So let's move on to number three. Oh, no.
Yo.
Is it DJing?
They're at a Miami fuck, you know what I mean? They're at a Miami house party.
A Miami house party.
But is it a turtle?
No, they're wearing a shell suit, isn't it?
Is it a turtle?
They're getting
their
high fives as they're walking in, isn't it? Best to low high fives. Yo, man, what up? Yo.
So that's incorrect. What is it doing for number three? Do you need that again?
Yeah, please.
I'm just going to do it.
Yeah, add the music. Yeah. Add the music, please.
I'll do both. I need a friend.
Oh, that's a song and then a heart. Wait, come on, Tommy.
Yeah. I need a friend.
That's brilliant.
Yo. Oh, that's so funny.
Yo, that's a remix. That was
a remix.
Fuck's sake.
So that is it sick. A turtle or a tortoise or a turtle? Is it a tortoise or a turtle? My God. Okay. This is number 4. Remember, one of them is a trick question, okay? Number 4.
Wow.
What is it?
Wait, go on, play that one more time.
What is it? What is it doing?
I'm done with you in these games.
Wait, can you play that one more time though?
Yeah.
The note.
I hear sounds in notes.
I'm leaving at 4:15 next week. I'm done with these games.
Okay, let's move on to that number 5.
Okay.
What's that? Tortoise, turtle, something else. What's happening? Okay, and finally, number 6. I'm seeing the answers to some. Sorry, I'll put it here. Okay, let's get some answers. Joel, what do you think number 1 was?
I wrote, it's a trick, someone's banging.
Okay, and what did you put, Marcel?
I put turtle having sex.
Okay, and what did you put, Michael Payne?
I put tortoise having sex.
What did you say, Marcel?
Turtle.
Marcel was correct. It was a turtle having sex.
Oh, that's annoying.
Turtle mating, I should say. It was romantic. But
that's 2 points, yeah?
That's 2 points for Marcel, 1 point for Michael
Payne. I ain't
going
to get none of these.
Number 2. Marcel, what did you get for number 2, please?
A tortoise pooing.
A what?
A tortoise pooing.
A pooing, okay. Yeah, and what did you get, Joel?
I got a tortoise eating.
The tortoise mating?
Eating,
right, okay. And what did you get, Michael Payne?
I got a turtle shitting / farting.
And
I actually wrote that down.
It was a tortoise. It was Oliver, the 100-year-old tortoise. I'm going to read what it says on the page here. Mm-hmm. Face fucking another male tortoise.
Oh my God. Ugh.
Face fucking.
Oh wow.
So they do that then?
Apparently.
He's old.
So who's making that noise?
Wow, that was him.
That's him making the noise.
Oliver, I guess. It says it was Oliver making the noise.
So I get 1 point for tortoise.
You do get a point. Okay,
one
point.
Yeah, okay. I need 1 point for that one.
Number 3. What
I want nothing to do with that question.
What did you get for number 3, Michael Payne?
I got tortoise.
Uh-huh. Do you know what they might have been
Could
doing?
Could you play again, please? Because I don't know why I got...
Yeah.
Now I remember why. Okay. I forgot to write something down.
What do you think that tortoise or turtle was doing?
Riding a roller coaster.
Okay, well, Joel, what did you get?
I got it's 3, yeah?
Yeah.
A turtle crying.
Okay, and Marcel, what did you get?
I put a tortoise having sex.
There are points because it was a tortoise, but it was actually Zoe the tortoise yawning after waking up in the morning.
Oh.
Little scream.
Kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Number 4, Joel, what did you get?
Can you play the sound again, please?
I can, yes.
So I've got nothing because I was creasing.
Tortoise, turtle?
It was a tortoise.
Uh-huh, okay.
But I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Marcel, what do you think?
I put a turtle sleeping.
Uh-huh, and Michael Payne?
I got just turtle.
I'm afraid it was a tortoise. You do get a point. It was a tortoise point. Attempting to hump someone's trainers.
Ah.
There's a lot of humping that tortoises
quite a lot,
are doing.
Quite a lot. And number 5, Marcel?
A fox having sex.
Uh-huh. Joel?
A turtle giving birth.
Right, Michael Payne?
I think that was a red herring. I think it was a cat being, like, kicked or
It
something.
Was the red herring, but I'm afraid it actually was a frog being held.
What?
I said
Can
a
we
fox.
Hear that sound again?
You said a fox, but it was a frog. Yeah, yeah.
That sounds like a cat.
Frog being
Fully
held.
Sounds
no,
like
that
a
sounds
cat.
Like the fox is at the bottom of my garden going...
Or maybe they're frogs. Maybe it's a frog at the end
That's
of your garden.
That's crazy.
And then finally, number 6. What did you get, Michael?
I've got a tortoise on some kind of wheeled thing, like a skateboard or something.
Oh, okay, interesting. What did you get, Joel?
I also got tortoise, but sort of walking mm-hmm. on some sort of grass or something. I don't
Marcel?
Know.
I got a turtle pooing.
I will give it. It is a turtle.
Yes.
Oh, it's
they
a
weren't
turtle.
Pooing, but really weirdly, it was a turtle, an Australian turtle, riding a miniature skateboard.
Oh.
So you got a point for that, which means in third place, it's Joel.
Sorry,
in second place, it's Mike with 3. Oh, with two, sorry. In second place with 3 points, it's Michael Payne. But with a full five there, it's Marcel.
Fuck's sake!
Oh, yeah.
Fair play.
Okay. What, 3 weeks in a row, yeah? Oh, three dear. Weeks in a row.
That's a problem.
Yes.
It's going to be so sweet for me when I go on a winning spree.
I'm not here next week, so maybe you might win.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. We have Big Zoo
next
week.
Yeah, we do, yeah. So we'll have to see how he good is on the game.
Thank you so much for joining us. There's still so much of the there's a good 11 months left of the year, and I'm sure it's going to be a busy one for you. Let people know where they can find you, because not only I'm hoping will you be touring your own stuff, but then there is the Small Matter of DJ Yoda's tour.
Yes. So currently in the studio working on an album. Finally I'm having the balls to put one out.
Yeah.
As well as going to do a UK tour. So that's actually before Yoda's. So I've actually never really performed that much around the UK. I've done it everywhere sort of else, but my own sort of ground, not much. So we're doing Birmingham. We're doing Manchester, Newcastle, London, Earth on the 20th of March. Mm-hmm. And then I will be joining Swindle. And then I'm going to be joining Yoda.
Very busy. Yes. I called it. You see, I told you that. I knew him. I told you.
Yeah.
That's what it's about, though, man. Yeah.
This is it, man. You've got a kind of a firm stranglehold on Europe, and that's what your Berlin based Colours session kind of showed.
Yeah.
That was an incredible session, and that's kind of reached the lofty heights of the multi-millions of a place, like 5 million?
It's 6 million
now. Okay.
Sick.
Okay.
I mean, who knew, man? Germany. Thank the Lord.
It really is. Have you found that they've kind of received you really well?
Yeah, I don't know if they think my surname is German. Like Culpepper.
Culpepper, I like this guy, Culpepper.
Yeah. We like
Culpepper.
He's a Culpepper. We had a lot of love when we went to Hamburg and Berlin, and I was just like, where are all these people coming from? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, there's something that definitely struck a chord in that side of the world. Very, very thankful for
brilliant
for the Germans, man.
But now it's time to kind of bring it home.
Now it's time to, let people back home a bit more aware, mumsy, it's not just not just chatting a load of rubbish going to Germany for no reason.
It must be nice to play music that you can kind of bring your mum along to a gig as well, because I can't imagine bringing my mum to one of my gigs. My mum's never been to one of my, I don't even know if my mum knows I rap. No, I'm joking. No, of course she does know that, but I can't imagine, I don't know why. But I'd love to be able to kind of go, mum, come to a gig. I just feel a bit bad, I think.
Well, do you swear
a
lot?
I do curse, yeah.
See, I don't really curse. I'm not Will Smith, but I
rap about stuff that I'd never talk to my mum about at the dinner table or anything.
Do you know what? My mum come to the show that I've done, when we done Coco, when I come off the show, and obviously we're doing tunes that we done back in the day, so all the things I'm chatting about when I was like 15, 16 and all that kind of stuff, I'm just chatting bare crap in it. But my mum don't even understand half it. She's like, go on,
I hear that. So when does it all kick off? Live?
It all kicks off on the 23rd of February. Mm-hmm. Is when I start touring.
Get Valentine's Day out of the way and all that.
Yeah, get all that.
I know a soul man must get Valentine's Day out of the way.
Well, the amount of times people telling me they're playing my tunes around them.
Yeah, that must be super nice on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's nice. So 23rd of February, it all kicks off, and I'm in London 20th of March.
Excellent.
That's my headline.
And where are you playing in London?
Earth.
Yes. Is that Camden?
No, Dalston.
Dalston?
Yeah.
Ah.
Urines.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Why have I not heard of this place?
I tell you what, check it out, because the venue is amazing.
Whereabouts is it?
On Kingsland Road.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely amazing.
They've
space.
They've opened somewhere and not told you. A whole new
liberties.
Listen, next council meeting.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'm swinging like someone's getting punched in the face. I'm joking. Of course I wouldn't do that at the council. I am actually a Hackney councillor. If anyone's got any problems, they can hit me up.
Go on.
I'm joking. I wish I was Diane Abbott, though. Sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes.
No, because I'd just swing it with people as well. Because she just, anyway.
She's got patience.
This is what I'm saying. She's got too much patience. She has too much patience. All right, stepping in next, it's Callum McSwiggan with the cast of Sex Education.
Yes.
You've been watching that
I've watched two episodes.
Yeah.
And I was just saying, I wasn't sure where we were in the world
whilst
watching.
Yeah.
Very entertaining.
But it's kind of sort of, like
it like takes from like I think it takes from a lot of the different kind of like team things that were built out before. Like,
absolutely.
I got like an element of like 10 things I hated about you, like in parts of it. You know what I'm saying?
The creators have said that their influence was really John Hughes of the Breakfast Club and that sort of setup.
Yeah,
and obviously it needs to appeal to as a Netflix show to American market as well. So that's why I mean it's a very British show, but there's American elements of it, like the lockers in the hallway.
I think as a kid, like as a teenager, I think I would have liked to live in that. In that town that they was in.
I think we all did. Yeah. That's part of the homage. Like she knew that she loved those. Those are the things that drew her to that type of TV show.
Mm. Yeah.
So she's kind of paid homage to that kind of aesthetic while keeping the dialogue and the kind of problem very British.
Yeah.
But then that for me, that's where sometimes the confusion can arise. But anyway, you know, it's a good show.
It's a good show.
Definitely worth watching.
Yeah.
The three members of the cast are joining Callum McSwiggan,
Connor Swindles, Kedar William Sterling and Amy Lou Wood.
Cool.
Who are all very lovely.
They are. I'm sure they are. Saw photos of them. They looked like they
were nice people.
Are lovely, yeah. You know, they were smiling and that.
Yeah, they had a nice time.
Yeah. No one was punching anyone up or anything.
No, there was no punching up on that.
Confirmed.
Day.
Confirmed. Well, they're coming up next in Callum McSwiggan's show. We'll be back. I'll be back with Big Zoo next week. Marcel will be back the week after. Thank you so much to Joel Culpepper. Thank you
Thanks
so much
me,
to my other guests, Swindle and Otis Mensah. I'll see you next week.
I'd love to see you later for more. You said before you wish I'd seen the saint you were before. Your skin's a light that shines for us all. You said before. The ground that shines and lights your darkest thoughts.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.